They call him the Birdman because he's got a beak and no arms. His name to you is Samuel Johnson. Good morning, Samuel.
Morning, Red.
You won. You won the Birdman Rally.
Yeah, I can't believe it.
I had a caller before who said that he felt that the Birdman Rally, the jumping into the water in the Yarra, had lost its way. Really? Because what is the distance from the platform to the water? How far above the water are you when you leap?
It might not look that high, but it certainly feels pretty high. It's about 4 metres.
Oh, well, that's enough to get a bit of a lift. Could you explain your particular flying machine?
Yeah, I had a boob chute, a parachute made out of brass.
Right, okay. Yeah, you'd need a bit of lift for that, and on a windy day, you might get a bit of lift.
That's right, Red.
I sense that there is an agenda with the brass.
You sense correctly, Red. I was doing it all in the name of breast cancer research.
Right, because your sister, you rode a bike around Australia.
A unicycle.
A unicycle, that's right.
Yeah.
You had to go around twice.
Yeah, no, my sister's been poorly with cancer for some years now, and she's hitting her final stages.
Yeah. Questions to ask. How is your sister?
She's kind of beyond treatment now, so she's just trying to enjoy a bit of time with her fam.
Yeah.
As the inevitable kind of draws nearer.
Now, getting back to the unhappy bit of you actually winning, on what basis did you win?
The scoring system is determined by amount of funds raised for your charity. So you can, in fact, only jump a metre and still win the Birdman Rally, Red.
Oh, you just go out and stand on the podium and say, look at me, everybody.
Yeah, you have to raise more money than all of the other 14 charities.
Do you actually have to immerse yourself in the water?
Yes, Red.
I would find that challenging.
Yes, Red.
maybe a little bit upstream, like about 20 or 30 kilometres upstream, the Yarra will be all right to swim in, but...
I was surprised how salty the water was, Red.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, it makes sense being so close to the mouth, but I was surprised how salty.
I'm surprised that you actually opened your mouth.
Such was my velocity, Red.
You had no choice but to open your mouth. Is that
right? Yeah, sheer physics, you know.
Yeah. what will happen to the flying machine?
It's already been disposed of. They've got a barge on the river, and they take your craft. Yes. Via Zodiac to said barge, and it all gets kind of crushed up in full view.
Crushed up in full view?
Yeah, like
mulched.
Yeah, but I was surprised that they didn't go around the corner and do it. They kind of just did it in front of everyone.
Yeah,
it was a very public kind of crushing.
Right, it must have been crushing for you.
Exactly. Yeah. I was devastated, Rhett.
Now, you are an actor and Birdman Rally winner. That says that on my screen. Are you working?
No, I've retired from acting. I'm focusing on solely on medical research these days, mate. I threw my hat in the ring after the Stetson business about a year ago.
The what business?
The Stetson business, when I played Molly Meldrum.
Oh, that. Yeah, you were fantastic, by the way.
Thanks, I don't believe you.
No. What I particularly liked about it was that you captured his cadence as... because you do voiceover and things like that, don't you?
Yeah, pretty poorly.
No, you really absolutely nailed the way Molly speaks.
Yeah, well, it's because I've done 20 years hard time with the fella.
Right. Well, I'm not going to ask about that.
Oh, no, he was a drinking buddy of my old man's.
Was he really?
Yeah. Well, I didn't get this role on merit, mate.
Right. Is your father still drinking?
Unfortunately, no.
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 No. Dot, dot, dot.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Samuel, and well done.
Thank you, Red.
Samuel Johnson won the Birdman Rally with a parachute made of brass, which, as always, didn't work.